I'm Maya Rosenberg. I'm from Boulder, Colorado, and I go to Goucher College.
What are you studying, Maya?
I have not declared, but most likely French and political science.
Excellent. Are you planning on being a teacher?
No. No, not at all.
What are you planning to do with yourself?
I'd like to go into like global environmental policy and grassroots organizing, community organizing type stuff.
Wonderful. So as part of College Debate 16, when you were signing up, something must have spoken to you to get you all the way out here and spend a couple of days with all of these people. What was that one thing that really spoke to you?
They talked about the social media aspect of this college debate. And I really feel strongly that that's so important in that community organizing, in community organizing, when you're trying to get people together around a certain issue, you need to have those social media skills. So I came to learn how to use those effectively, so that I can learn how to get people on a large scale together, excited and passionate about an issue.
You spoke about the issues. Any issue in particular that you're really passionate about, or more than one?
A largely campaign finance reform, because I feel so strongly that nothing can change unless that's fixed. And also environmental issues, because I think that they're just at the foundation of any political controversy.
As far as the campaign reform, I've got to ask the question, because you must have been thinking a lot about it. The problem is obvious in that those who contribute want to have a voice down the road. How, though, can people, candidates specifically, achieve saturation of the people that they want to get to without those funds unless they are rich to begin with, when not many of them are? And in fact, clearly, lots of really good candidates don't have that kind of money. They need that extra backing. How would you change it?
I think certain steps need to be taken. One of them, I think we should limit the amount of time people are allowed to campaign. I think television ads should not be allowed. I think it should have to be, you know, aside from debates that are aired on television, radio interviews, and yard signs, and that's what it has to be limited to, so people aren't just privy to small little snippets of sound bites. They actually have to listen to the full arguments that are being made. And then campaigns won't be spending massive amounts of money on ads that air, and that's what people get their information from.
What is the difference between television, where theoretically that which is being aired is by journalists who study journalism, as opposed to just the social media piece where anybody can edit it who are not trained in journalism? How do you respond to something like that?
Well, people have a lot of issues with media in the U.S. right now, where it feels much more like entertainment than it does about actually giving information. So I think a lot of people write it off as irrelevant. It's not to say that it's not important, but when you talk from a social media standpoint, you're getting people's thoughts who have been to an event, attended the thing that has happened. With hashtags, you are able to look up what's trending, or that, you know, what that might be, and find clips from stuff, and so you're able to get the opinion of just your average Joe Schmo that you might not be able to get from CNN or Fox, which a lot of people don't consider real news.
Maya Rosenberg's our guest on Penguin Radio, College Debate 16.